Welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I am the director of AGLCA. This is the time of year where many loopers who are on the seasonal route for the Great Loop are actually approaching Mobile Bay. So today we'll be talking about that portion of the Great Loop route, specifically from the end of the Temtom Waterway at Demopolis down to Mobile Bay. My guest today will be Bob Schwarz of our longtime Admiral sponsor, Dog River Marina. Before we jump into the topic at hand, I do want to take a moment and recognize and thank all of our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. In alphabetical order, they are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we do encourage all of our members out there to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. Without further ado, I would like to introduce Bob Schwarz. Bob, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having us on today.
And as I said, Dog River Marina is a longtime Admiral sponsor. You've been involved in AGLCA longer than I have. So thank you for that support, the loopers and the association. Greatly appreciate it. Why don't we start, if you could just tell us a little bit about your background and your boating experience in and around Mobile Bay.
I've been working for Dog River Marina for 27 years, and I've worked in all aspects of the marina at Dog River, and presently I help run A&M Yacht Sales and do various tasks at the marina. And one thing is attending boat shows and rendezvous and things like that, and it's been a great experience to be part of the Great Loop Association.
So tell us, as loopers are headed south towards Mobile Bay and into the Gulf, many are at this point in and around the Temtom. So they exit the Temtom at Demopolis. Start us from there. What happens when they get to Demopolis? What's kind of the next thing they'll see, and what kind of facilities are available to them from there?
After they leave Demopolis, there's only two more locks and dams to go through, and there's one marina at Coffeyville, which is Bobby's Fish Camp. If there are enough loopers at one time there, they will open their restaurant for them to cook. And then once you get south of Bobby's Fish Camp, which is at mile 117, there's not a whole lot of anchorages between there and Mobile, except for two that I know about. I'm not sure of their status. Is Old Lock and Dam 100 at mile 100. And then another good one that a lot of them go to is the Tinsaw Cutoff, which is north of Mobile.
Okay. And if a looper does intend to tie up at a marina, are there any options in that area for marinas?
The only one is Bobby's Fish Camp.
Okay. So tell us, we all know that we encourage loopers not to have a very set schedule, because a rigid schedule generally causes them to make decisions to leave on days when perhaps they should let the weather clear first. But in general, how much time should we plan for? And I know everybody's boat is different, but kind of at trawler speed, how long should we plan for to get from Demopolis into Mobile Bay?
It'll take a minimum of 2 days, and the second day from Bobby's Fish Camp to Mobile area is longer. It's about 125 miles. So it's, you know, it'll take people doing 10 knots a good long day.
Mm-hmm. And as they approach Mobile Bay then, tell us about that part of the experience. I know everyone talks about it feeling like you're back in civilization after having been in such a rural area for a decent amount of time. So what's that like as you first approach Mobile Bay?
Well, a lot of people are intimidated a little when they get to the bay because it's so broad and open. All they have to do is follow the ship channel, and then once you get down a little ways, down a few miles or to marker, below marker 70, that's when you can cut off to the east or the west to go to the various marinas in the area.
Let's start on the east. Oh, go ahead.
I would recommend staying in the channel and following the marked channel. So.
Okay. Let's start if they choose to head east from there. What kind of marinas and facilities are available to them to the east?
To the east side of the bay, you have Eastern Shore Marine. A little further south from Eastern Shore, you have the Grand Hotel, which they have a nice facility, but you got to be careful getting in and out of there because they have a lot of shoaling there. Those are the two marinas on the Eastern Shore.
And do those facilities have restaurants and fuel and things like that?
They both have fuel. The Grand Hotel, those have restaurants, and there are restaurants nearby Eastern Shore Marine.
Okay, perfect. And if they head west, what options are available to them?
When they head west on the upper side of the bay, they have Dog River, and there are numerous marinas in Dog River. There's Dog River Marina, there's Turner Marine, and there's Grand Mariner Marina. Grand Mariner and Dog River are the only ones that have fuel available.
Okay. And Mobile is also kind of known as a place for people to get some work done on their boats if there are any concerns or anything that need to be looked at or taken care of before the Gulf crossing. Do all of those facilities you mentioned also do those kinds of repairs?
They all do repairs. Eastern Shore, Turner, Dog River, Grand Mariner do repairs. Of course, we'd rather have everybody come visit us.
Of course, and we certainly understand that. I understand that there are some loopers there now, actually, at Dog River Marina. Is that correct? Have you come across them yet?
There are a number of loopers at the marina right now. I don't know how many there are right now, but there's a number of them, and I've heard that there are a number of them going to be there in the next few days.
Yeah, everyone is certainly finishing up the tent, Tom, and heading your way. So once they get to Mobile Bay, first of all, you mentioned it can be a little bit overwhelming because it is a wider body of area, wider body of water than they've been in quite some time. Are there weather concerns typically on Mobile Bay at this time of the year?
You just have to be careful with the winds and everything because your boat, you know, you've had it in the rivers. You haven't had to worry about waves or anything. And sometimes the bay can be a little rough, and you have to, make sure things are secure when you get the bay just in case you do have some rough seas.
And if they do choose to make some repairs in Mobile, and you can speak just to Dog River on this, what size boats can you handle? We are seeing some bigger boats out there this year. Tell us about that.
Well, we can work on boats, haul boats out up to 77 feet at our facility, and all of our technicians have been working for us for a number of years. Sonny has a little chart out that he loves to talk about, and our combined years of service is 610 years.
And that's impressive. Sonny did share that at the recent fall rendezvous, and that's not something you find every day. So it certainly is an accomplishment for Sonny and speaks a lot to Sonny and to Dog River Marina. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to play a commercial from one of our sponsors. Once we do that, we'll come back, and I'd like to talk a little bit about some of your favorite sites and restaurants and what else people should do while they're in Mobile. Is that okay with you, Bob?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, be back in a moment.
The new MJM 50Z is the most technologically advanced production motor yacht available. First worldwide to incorporate a Seakeeper gyro stabilizer as standard equipment to virtually eliminate roll in waves underway or at anchor. And in June 2015, the first to include fully opening power windshields for control of fresh airflow. MJMs are unique in the industry, built of environmentally clean, stronger and lighter epoxy composites in the USA. Owner benefits are significant: a smaller carbon footprint with 50 to 100% better fuel efficiency, a a top speed with optional triple IPS 600s of 40 knots and cruise of 35 knots, a more responsive, enjoyable driving experience, and greater safety offshore. For more information, visit them on the web at www.mjmyachts.com.
We're back on Great Loop Radio. My guest today is Bob Schwarz of Dog River Marina. Bob, you've been in Mobile for quite some time, I assume, since you said you've been working for Sunny for 27 years.
Yes.
Mobile's so as a local, it is a great town. Okay. As a local, tell us about some of your favorite places to go, things to see, places to eat.
Well, one of the things Mobile is known for is Mardi Gras, and unfortunately Mardi Gras is always before Lent and Easter. So unfortunately there won't be a whole lot of loopers that are coming through now that will be able to experience that, but that's always a great time and an event. Besides that, there are a number of tourist attractions that people, you know, if they're history buffs, they'd love to see is go to the USS Alabama, which is in Mobile. Also, they have Bellingraph Gardens. We just had a brand new museum open called Gulf Quest, and it's a maritime museum. I haven't personally been there yet, but they say it's the exhibits are wonderful, and it's very well put together. Restaurant side, there's all kinds of restaurants that people enjoy. I know they want to get back into seafood, and the Causeway, where the battleship is located, has numerous restaurants. There's Felix's Restaurant, which is owned by the same people in Mobile who own the Ruth Chris franchise. There's Original Oyster House, there's Bluegill Restaurant, there's numerous restaurants, seafood restaurants on the Causeway that are great. Mobile also has an entertainment district called Dolphin Street. There are a number of restaurants there. One in particular that my wife and I like to go to is Bowl, and there are also some other new restaurants that have opened up that are great too.
So it sounds like plenty of choices. How can loopers get around the city once they arrive in Mobile? If they're tied up at one of the marinas, what's the best way to get out there and see the town?
Well, I know we have a courtesy car and other vehicles available for people to use for a couple hours at a time. You know, they do that. If they're going to be there for a number of days, I know that some loopers have rented cars to go explore the area.
Okay. That about covers what...
Also Mobile has Uber available now. And I know that people are getting into all the high-tech stuff, but Uber is available in Mobile.
Okay, so that's definitely good to know. It makes it easy for people to catch a ride to where they want to be. Any other thoughts that you have that might interest people about Mobile or attract the loopers to get there and stay for a few days instead of passing through?
Well, you know, like, you know, visiting the sites in Mobile, the museums, the battleship, you know, there's something going on all the time in Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. We're going to end it there today. Bob, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, and please thank Sunny on our behalf for Dog River Marina's sponsorship. We greatly appreciate it. If anyone out there is looking for more information about the Great Loop, you can find us at greatloop.org. If you need to contact me directly, you can reach me at krusso@greatloop.org, or my direct number is 843-879-5030. I always enjoy hearing from loopers, so let us know how you're doing out there. Until next week, thank you for listening. We will be back with another episode next week.